Jaya Radha Kunja Vihara Upi Jana Bala Ivarada Upi Jana Bala Ivarada Yashoda Nandana Raja Jana Randa Yashoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Banacha Yamuna Tira Banacha Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Biha Jaya Radha Punjabiha Gopi Jana Balava Giribarada Gopi Jana Balava Giribarada Yashoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Banacha Yamuna Tira Banacha Chayara Kunjabeha Okay, are you still there?
Yes.
Okay. Bhagavad Gita, chapter 9, text number 17. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 All right, continuing with the Krishna saying different things about himself. Pitaha Masya Jagato.
我家梵歌第九章第十七世界. Pitaha Asya Jagato.
Matadata Pitamaha.
Matadata Pitamaha.
Vejam Pavitram Omkara.
Vejam Pavitram Omkara.
Viksama Veda Evacha.
Viksama Yajur Evacha.
Pitaham Asya Jagato.
Pitaham Asya Jagato.
Tadata Pitamaha.
Mata Tata Pitamaha.
Vijam Pavitram Omkara.
Vijam Pavitram Omkara.
Riksama Jajar Evacha.
Riksama Yajar Evacha.
Pitaham Asya Jagato.
Pitaham Asya Jagato.
Mata Tata Pitamaha.
Mata Tata Pitamaha.
Vijam Pavitram Omkara.
Vijam Pavitram Omkara.
Riksama Yajur Evacha.
Riksama Yajur Evacha.
Okay, that's an easy one, right?
这个世界比较容易。
You want to chant?
Okay, 好。 Pitaham Asya Jagato
Mata Data Pitamaha.
Mata Data Pitamaha. Vedyam Pavitra Omkara. Rikasama Yatra Evacha.
Right. Pita.
Pita.
Father.
父亲.
Aham.
Aham.
I.
我.
Asya.
Asya.
Of this.
这个.
Jagata.
Jagata.
Universe.
宇宙的.
Mata.
Mata.
Mother.
母亲.
Data.
Data.
Supporter.
支持者.
Pitaham.
Pitamaha.
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 Grandfather.
祖父.
Vijam.
Vijam.
What is to be known?
知识的对象.
Pavitram.
Pavitram.
That which purifies.
净化者.
Omkar.
Omkara.
The syllable Om.
音节 Om.
Rik.
Rik.
The Rig Veda.
Riga Veda.
Sama.
Sama.
The Sama Veda.
Sama Veda.
Yajur.
Yajur.
The Yajur Veda.
Yajur Veda.
Eva.
Eva.
Certainly.
肯定的.
Cha.
Cha.
And.
和.
Translation. I am the father of this universe, the mother, the support, and the grandsire. I am the object of knowledge, the purifier, and the syllable Om. I am also the Rig, Sama, and Yajur Veda.
我是知识的对象,进化者和神圣的音节 Om. 我也是 Rig Veda, Sama Veda 和 Yajur Veda.
Okay, report Yao Tzu by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. The entire cosmic manifestation, moving and non-moving, are manifested by different activities of Krishna's energy. In the material existence, we create different relationships with different living entities who are nothing but Krishna's marginal energy. Under the creation of Prakriti, some of them appear as our father, mother, grandfather, creator, etc. But actually, they are parts and parcels of Krishna. As such, these living entities who appear to be our father, mother, etc. are nothing but Krishna. In this verse, the word datta means creator. Not only are our father and mother parts and parcels of Krishna, but the creator, grandfather, grandmother, and grandfather, etc. are also Krishna. Actually, any living entity being part and parcel of Krishna is Krishna. All the Vedas, therefore, aim only toward Krishna. Whatever we want to know through the Vedas is but a progressive step toward understanding Krishna. That subject matter which helps us purify our constitutional position is especially Krishna. Similar, the living entity who is inquisitive to understand all Vedic principles is also part and parcel of Krishna, and as such is also Krishna. In all the Vedic mantras, the word Om, called Pranava, is a transcendental sound vibration and is also Krishna. And because in all the hymns of the four Vedas, Sama, Yajur, Rig, and Atharva, the Pranava, the Omkar, is very prominent, is understood to be Krishna.
有时啊，帕帕提过，整个宇宙展示，动和不动的都是 Krishna 能量不同活动的展示。在物质存在中，我们和不同的生物产生了不同的关系，而这些生物只是 Krishna 的边际能量。在物质自然 Prakriti 的创造中，他们有些以我们的父亲出现，有些以母亲、祖父、创造者等身份出现，但实际上他们全都是 Krishna 的不可分割的部分。因此，这些以我们的父母等身份出现的生物只不过也是 Krishna。 这些诗中的 Data 一字是指支撑者，不仅我们的父母是 Krishna 的不可分割的部分，就是创造者、祖母、祖父等也都是 Krishna。实际上所有的生物全因是 Krishna 的不可分割的部分，所以都是 Krishna。 因此所有伟达经的唯一目标都指向 Krishna。 无论我们想从伟达经中明白什么，都只不过是对 Krishna 的进一步了解，能够帮助进化我们原本地位的主题，特别指的就是 Krishna。 同样乐衷于了解所有伟大原则的生物也是 Krishna 不可分割的部分，这样也可看作是 Krishna。 在所有伟大曼陀中称为原因，称为原因一字是超然的因证，而且也是 Krishna。 因为在四伟大 Samaveda、Yajurveda、Rigveda 和 Atharvaveda 的所有赞歌中，这原因即 Pranava、Omkara 是非常突出的，因此也被认为是 Krishna。 Hi Krishna。
OK Omagana Timirandasya Ganangana Shalakaya Chaksunamilitanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swa Padanti Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sajjajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Savadutam Parijana Sahita Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitam Sucha Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Nam Namaste Saraswati Deve Gaur Avani Pracharane Nirvisesha Shunyavadi, Paschacha Desa Tarani. Vanshakalpa Turbhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyascha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha. Namo Mahavaranaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namani Gora Tushe Namaha. Hare Krishna, Karuna Sindhu, Dina Bandhu, Jagat Pate, Gopesha, Gopika Kanta, Radha Kanta, Namostate. Tapta Kanchana Gorange, Radhe Vrindavanishwari, Vishabhanu Sute Devi, Pranamami Hari Priye. Suo Yohu Rong Yao. You are Gui Yu Ju Wi De Fong Sha Je.
Hare Krishna.
Okay. So these are very nice verses, easy to remember, very easy of all the verses, especially this one.
这是一个非常美好的诗节，而且很容易记住。在所有的佛家梵歌诗节当中，这是一个比较容易记忆的诗节。
And we have different songs. There's one song by Bhaktivinoda, Mata Data. Krishna is my mother, Krishna is my father, Krishna is the wealth of my life. Krishna is everything.
有一首歌唱到Krishna, 你是我的父亲、母亲，是我的一切，是我的财富，是一切。
So we should love our mother and father, we should love our children, we should love whatever we have.
所以我们应该爱我们的父亲、母亲，我们的孩子以及所有我们所拥有的。
But since Krishna gave us all these things, then we should love Krishna even more.
既然是 Krishna 给了我们这些，所以呢，我们应该更爱的是 Krishna.
So remember that, it all comes from Krishna, so we should love Krishna more.
我们应该记住这一切都来自于 Krishna, 所以我们更爱的应该是 Krishna.
But because Krishna gave us all these things, then we take care of them also.
是因为 Krishna 给予了我们一切，所以呢，我们要好好的照顾这一切。
So Krishna says earlier in chapter 7, you know, I'm Om also in the Vedic mantra. I am the syllable Om in the Vedic mantras.
在前面的第七章当中 Krishna 讲到我是在伟达音节当伟达的赞美诗当中我是音节 Om.
Vedic mantras all start with Om.
所有伟达的曼陀罗都是以 Om 为起首。
In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is saying Om Tat Sat. You know, we do everything with those words.
在佛家梵歌当中 ，Krishna 讲到三个音节 Om Tat Sat， 你做一切都应该以这三个音节为始。
So, and then in chapter 15, another famous verse.
在第十五章当中，还有一个非常有名的诗节。
Sarvasya Chaham Riti Sunnivishta Nakshmitya Gyanam Kovanamcha. He's in everyone's heart and everything's coming from him. Then, Vedai Sarvar Hame Veja Vedantavit Vedakrit Eva Chaham. He's talking about the Vedas, like, just like this verse where he says, I'm the Riksa, I'm the Yajur, all the Vedas.
那么这个世界中讲到所有的伟大经都是为了了解我，就是这里所讲的我是Rigveda, Samaveda 和 Yajurveda。
By all the Vedas I am to be known, here's the goal.
通过所有的伟大经是为了了解我，就是 Krishna 是伟大经的目标。
I'm the compiler, he's created all the Vedas.
我又是伟达经的编撰者，就是 Krishna， 他是伟达经的创造者。
Krishna knows the Vedas，
而且 Krishna 知悉所有的伟达经。
So when we have Bhagavad Gita, that's Krishna. So then we don't need all the other Vedas to know Krishna.
我们有了博迦梵歌，博迦梵歌就是 Krishna， 所以我们无需再去阅读其他的伟达经典来了解 Krishna。
Krishna is making it easy for us.
实际上 Krishna 透过博迦梵歌使得他更容易被我们所了解。
The essence of all of it. And the Bhagavatam is also.
博迦梵歌是所有伟达经的精髓，而博迦瓦坛也是。
Nigamakalpa Galitam Phalam Shukamukhad Amriti. The Bhagavatam is the ripened fruit of all the Vedas.
博迦瓦坛是所有伟达经之树上成熟的果实。
So, by reading the Bhagavatam, we get all the necessary parts of the Vedas, because the real necessity of human life is to know Krishna.
通过博迦梵歌，我们所有的生活当中所需要知道的方方面面都可以了解，因为所有伟大经的目的都是为了了解 Krishna。
Nigamakalpa Choror Kali Tam Phalam, the Vedic literatures are the desire tree of everything.
伟达经典是了解一切的如愿树。
And it's the essence. The Bhagavatam is the, like the juice. It's the relishable nectar that you can get from the fruit of the tree.
而博加瓦坛就像是这棵树上所结出的果实当中的这种非常甘美的汁液。
So, this, just get back to this Krishna. He's, telling us here, you know, all these things about himself and how does, it's so many different ways he's giving us that we can remember him.
让我们再回到 Krishna 所讲的话当中，他在告诉我们，其实他就是一切，他在告诉我们如何通过各个方方面面都能够了解他就是一切存在中的精华。
He gives that order twice, you know, think of me, but he tells us in so many different ways how we can think of him.
他多次提到想着我，同时他又给了我们很多方法，让我们能够时时处处都想着他。
He's the object of knowledge, so even if we're studying mundane knowledge, which we have to do in order to live in the material world,
他是知识的对象，即便是在我们的日常物质生活当中，我们所接触到所有知识，它都是它的对象。
You might learn how to use a computer, right? Most of the time, most people.
现在如今，大部分人大多数时间都是靠这个电脑来获取知识。
Or we learn how to drive a car.
我们还会学习如何驾驶汽车。
Or we learn how to ride the bus.
以及如何来开动那些大型的公交车。
We learn how to do our job.
我们还要学习如何做好我们的工作。
But we have to understand that we want to do all these things with the goal of getting to Krishna.
但是我们要理解，我们学习这些事情，目标是为了了解 Krishna。
So if Krishna is giving us some opulence, some money, or some intelligence or some skill or talent, how can we use that for Krishna?
Krishna 给了我们一些钱，一些智慧，一些能力，一些天赋，我们用这些都是为了能够更好的服务 Krishna.
That's the goal of it.
这才是所有这些所给予的赋予的目标。
Krishna gave it to us, how can we use it for him?
Krishna 既然是 Krishna 给的我们，我们应该知道如何把它们用于服务 Krishna。
So it's simple, but sometimes not easy because of the false ego.
这道理听起来很简单，但是做起来却并不容易，因为我们有个假我。
Because of the false ego, we have trouble to cooperate with other devotees.
由于我们有假我，所以我们很难跟其他人合作，尤其是跟奉献者合作。
Or, you know, we have difficulty because we're thinking I am this body.
我们之所以有困难，是因为我们认为我就是这个躯体。
We may think the false ego I'm better than these other people.
由于假我的影响，我们
everything not correctly.
由于假我的影响，我们在想我比其他人都好，而其他人做的都不对。
And then we'll get in trouble because we're fault finding and puffed up, proud.
然后我们就会有麻烦，因为我们自己骄傲了。
Or the false ego may work the other way and think, oh, I'm no good, I'm too stupid, I can't do this. Nobody likes me. You know, all that foolishness.
或者假我还会以另外一种形式运作，就是我很无能，我没有能力，我很笨，我什么都做不好，别人都不喜欢我。
We're comparing ourselves, you know, oh, this one's better than me, or this one's not as good as me, and we just all get bewildered of bodily consciousness.
我们总是拿自己跟别人比啊，这个人比我好，那个人没有我好，就这样我们就被这个躯体化的概念所迷惑了。
No, we're just thinking, how can I use whatever Krishna's given me to serve Krishna, to glorify Krishna?
如果我们只是想着如何把 Krishna 赐予我们的一切都用来服务 Krishna, 来赞颂 Krishna。
I'm sure in Buddhism and in Christianity, there's always stories of, you know, some very poor person giving, what's a small amount of money, but the Lord is very pleased with them because they don't have very much.
无论是在基督教还是在佛教的这个故事当中，都会有提到这样的例子，有些非常贫困的人把他们仅有的所有用来供奉给神或菩萨，这样子，这样的人虽然他们所供奉的量很小，但是却非常取悦这个菩萨或者是上帝，因为他们把他们仅有的都做了供奉。
Some very rich person is giving what seems like a big amount of money, but he has so much more money he's using for himself, so that's not so pleasing to Krishna. Although we can use that in his serviceThe person doesn't make so much, get so much blessings.
相反，那些非常富裕的人，他们虽然给 Krishna 供奉了大量的钱财，但实际上他们给自己留了更多。所以这样的供奉还不如那些给予，就是那些给了很少钱，但他们所拥有很少，却把这些都供奉出来的这样的人，他们所得到的祝福会更多。
So, it's very interesting, but difficult. This, what's stated here in this purport, it requires some intelligence and discrimination.
所以在这里的这里所提到的这些事物，也同时也需要我们一些智慧来进行分别辨别。
Simultaneously one and different. Something is Krishna and it's also not Krishna.
有个原则是即一即义，所以这些事物既是 Krishna， 同时又不同于 Krishna。
Krishna is everything.
Krishna 是一切。
But everything is not Krishna.
但一切并不是 Krishna。
But in one sense, everything is Krishna. The mother, the father, all these things, because Krishna gave them. Krishna's in their hearts.
从一个意义上来讲，这父亲母亲所有这一切都是 Krishna， 因为 Krishna 都存在于他们心中。
But if we think, okay, I'll just worship my mother because, and I won't have to worship Krishna, that's not right.
但是如果我们想，哦，好了，那我既然我的母亲也是 Krishna， 我就崇拜我的母亲好了，那么这样子的话就会就是不对的。
Oh, we have to worship Krishna, and then we worship devotees and everyone else as part and parcel because they're part of Krishna.
我们崇拜 Krishna， 而我们崇拜其他的生物体，包括所有奉献者，是因为他们是 Krishna 不可或缺的组成部分。
So, like in the Vedic culture, that one doesn't exactly worship the ancestors.
就好像在伟大传统当中，一个人不是直接去崇拜他的祖先。
But we worship Krishna on behalf of our ancestors to help the ancestors because they helped us get to where we are. We have debt, so we want to give them Krishna.
但是呢，他们作为 Krishna 的代表，我们就是从。Sorry, Maharaj, I didn't catch the meaning.
Yeah, we want to, you know, we owe our debt to our ancestors and because they helped us to exist, get this body so that we can come to Krishna.
我们之所以尊敬或崇仰我们的祖先或父母，是因为他们给了我们这个躯体，让我们能够去崇拜 Krishna。
So, and the only way we can really repay all the debts we have to all the ancestors and all the, you know, everybody that's helped us and demigods and everything is to give everything to Krishna, and then that helps everybody.
我们对这些父母祖先都有亏欠，但是唯一我们能够偿还对我们的父母师长所有曾经帮助过我们的这些人或生物的亏欠的办法，就是把一切都用于服务 Krishna。
So all the Vedas aim to Krishna. Krishna is the goal of the Vedas. He made the Vedas.
所有伟大赞歌都是指向 Krishna， 所有的伟大经它是Krishna 是伟大经的目标。
And Veda means knowledge.
Veda 的意思是知识。
So there's, you know, there's many Vedas which aren't exactly about Krishna.
有很多伟大知识都是关于 Krishna 的。
There's, you know, the Atharva Veda, I mean, there's a Dhanur Veda, you know, about weapons, and there's architectural Veda, but then all these things should be used in the service of Krishna, for getting us towards Krishna.
有阿育维达、达努维达教授武艺的达努维达，还有教授如何建筑的伟大知识。但是所有这些知识目的都是能够用于服务 Krishna.
And every culture has, you know, lots of knowledge how to live in this world, how to be in the mode of goodness even.
每一种文化它都包含着大量的知识，包教人们如何在善良形态中生活，如何能够更好的来生活。
The goal though ultimately we have to see is to Krishna. Everything we've learned we can use it to be applied from Krishna to, towards Krishna.
但是我们所有这些知识的目标都是为了了解 Krishna， 我们所学习到的所有的知识都应该以服务 Krishna 为目的。
I heard Indrajit Maharaj was speaking at that Confucius place.
Maharaj 他听说 Indrajit Swami 在孔子的故乡曲阜讲课。
So he was speaking how the teachings of Confucius were similar, and many of the things he said Confucius we find also in Bhagavad Gita.
然后他的讲课当中就提到孔子的教导当中有很多都可以在《薄伽梵歌》中讲找到。
But in the Bhagavad Gita we find Krishna, that's the difference.
但唯一不同的就是我们在《薄伽梵歌》中还可以找到 Krishna.
The ultimate goal.
也就是终极的目标。
But step by step we have to get to, you know,the mode of goodness so that we can understand Krishna.
所以呢我们一步一步的要进入达到善良心态，以便我们能够理解 Krishna.
So, anything that helps us purify our condition to know that we're not this body is Krishna teaching.Different kinds of people. So there's so many different religions in the world because there's so many different kinds of people.
所有的一切如果能够净化我们的存在，让我们认识到我们不是这个躯体，这一点的话 Krishna 通过很多不同的宗教来教导人们，因为有很多不同种类的不同需求的人，所以有很多不同的宗教来教导同样的道理。
Just like in regular education in the university, there's so many different departments.
就好像在大学里有那么多的这个系来教授这些知识。
There's a medical school.
有医学院。
They may have some technical school. They have some now engineering. So many people studying.
有金融学院，还有一些这个科学技术学院等等。
They have, you know, so many different schools, architectural school and philosophy.
有哲学系，有这个建筑系等等。
And different people study different things because of their propensities, their nature.
不同的人根据他们天性的倾向不同，学习不同的知识。
Then the Varnashram system is meant that everybody can utilize, you know, their different natures in the service of Krishna. That's what we have to arrange it. How can people serve Krishna? We have so many, you know, other types of education are being given, but not how to serve Krishna.
那么在 Varnashram 制度是社会阶层跟四灵性阶段制度当中，就是要这使人根据他们不同的天性倾向来服务 Krishna。 那么现在社会当中有各种不同的部门的知识，但是呢却没有教人们如何去以服务 Krishna 为目标。
So the natural propensity living entities want to love. We want to give love.
实际上生物它原本的倾向就是爱和被爱。
Generally we'll be frustrated because we think I'm giving more love, but this other person doesn't love me enough.
一般情况下人们之所以感觉到有挫败感，是因为觉得我给出的爱那么多，但是呢对方却没有给我足够的爱。
So one cartoon,And it's a very famous cartoon. I don't know if they have it translated. But the boy is sitting with his dog.
有一个非常有名的卡通片，不知道中文有没有翻译过来，就是一个男孩他跟他的狗在一起。
And he's saying, you know, people want unconditional love.
他说，人们都想要无条件的爱。
And the dog says, yeah, that's why they get a dog.
狗说，是啊，这也是为什么他们要养狗。
Because the dog is very loyal and loving, no matter how you treat the dog, it'll always be loyal, good.
因为狗很忠诚，无论你对这个狗怎么样，它都会忠诚地对待主人。
So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur prayed, I want to be like a dog.
所以 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 会祈祷，我希望能够成为一条狗。
That doesn't mean we want to just go around licking everything and pass, you know, doing everything in public, but we want to be loyal to the guru.
那么之所以这样说的意思，并不是说像狗一样能够肆无忌惮的在外面乱跑，什么做什么事情都往大庭广众之下做随意做事情，而是说应该能够像狗一样，对主对离经导师有忠诚。
Dogs have a very nice service attitude.
狗而且还有一种非常好的服务的心态。
You can see the dog, the man will be throwing something and the dog will chase it and bring it back and over and over and over again.
如果一个人把某样东西丢出扔出去，狗的话，它就会一而再、再而三的把这个东西叼回来。
So if a dog has a good master, then they have a very easy life.
如果这条狗有个好主人，那么它这一辈子就活得比较轻松。
The street dogs, they have a tough time. They're competing with each other. People are chasing them away.
而流浪狗那么就活得非常悲惨，他们不得不要为生存空间而相互争斗，而且人们总是去在追赶他们。
You know, they have to dig in the garbage.
不得不在垃圾堆里找吃的。
But if they have a good master, then, you know, they have a nice bed, they have a house, they get good.Gourmet food, they have so many shops now for special food for your dog and clothes for the dog.
但是如果狗有个好主人，那么它就可以安安稳稳的在房子里有个安乐窝，然后有很狗粮，现在有很多那个狗粮商店，还可以穿漂亮的衣服。
If we love the dog, but the dog will die, the dog gets old.
但是这边是你爱给小狗，但是狗总有一天也会老会死。
Krishna is the only one that can really reciprocate the love we want to give, and without coming, without it ending.
而 Krishna 是那个唯一能够回应我们所给予的爱的人，而且他的回应是永远不会终结的。
In America, in the marriage, they used to promise. I don't know now if they still do.
在美国的话，人们在结婚的时候会发下誓言，不知道现在是不是还如此。
They would promise, you know, I will take care of this person, I will love them.
他们会承诺说，我会照顾这个人，我会爱他。
In any condition, in sickness, in health, in wealth, in poverty, or any condition.
在无论在任何条件下，不论是贫困还是富有，疾病还是健康。
But then it said, until death comes and we're not, and I can't do it anymore.
但是如果当死亡来临的时候，那么还能继续吗？
But with Krishna, death doesn't separate us from Krishna.
但是跟 Krishna 之间的关系却不会因为死亡而受到影响。
If we're trying to serve Krishna in this body at the time of death, then we'll just be able to serve Krishna more.
如果我们在这个躯体里努力的服务 Krishna, 当死亡来临的时候，我们只不过有个机会能够更多的服务 Krishna.
Krishna will give us a better condition for serving him.
Krishna 会给我们一个更好的条件来服务他。
So this is whatever we do, keep in mind, you know, where we're going. Keep our balance in our life.
所以无论我们做什么，我们都让自己的生活保持一种平衡。
And as devotees, you know, we want to not only work, we have to work to maintain the body and live in this material world, but we have to also do some activities of chanting japa, reading the Bhagavatam, which are, you know, completely spiritual. It's a balance. Then our life would be very nice.
作为奉献者，当然我们需要工作来维系我们这个躯体，但同时我们也要加入灵性的内容，每天要 japa 阅读圣殿钵加瓦坛这些灵性的事情，这样子的平衡生活让我们能够很好过完这一生。
It's like riding a bicycle. If we keep moving, keep pedaling, and we keep looking forward, then we can be very ride very nicely.
就好像是骑自行车，如果我们启动自行车踏这个踏脚板，并且眼睛向前一直往前挤，这样子的话，这个自行车就能够平稳的行进。
But if we're not looking ahead, keeping the goal in mind, we're always looking to the side, then we'll have trouble.
但是如果我们不是眼睛看着前面要去的地方，而是左顾右盼，那么这样子就会有麻烦。
Or if we stop pedaling, then eventually it'll stop and then fall over.
或者是我们停止踩踏脚板，这样子的话，最后这个自行车就会停下来，然后我们就会摔倒。
So every day we chant japa and we, you know, participate in devotional activities, so we keep going towards Krishna.
所以每一天我们都要持续不断的念诵，然后不断的做分爱，让这个分爱服务能够持续前进。
So we know what the goal is. The goal is Krishna.
我们知道我们的目标是什么？目标是 Krishna.
The goal is unalloyed devotional service to Krishna, unconditional.
目标是对 Krishna 毫无条件的纯粹的服务。
Manida in a humble state of mind. It's very simple.
并且带着一种谦卑的心态，这样子就会非常简单。
Okay, we better look at the questions.
Yes, Maharaj, and we have a list of questions.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, 好，我们来看一下问题。我们先来回答今天的问题哈。小小的仆人图图，顶拜敬爱的咕噜，您的莲花族，感谢翻译美好的翻译。伟达经的唯一目标都指向 Krishna， 为什么伟达经还谈了很多 Krishna 以外的题旨呢？ Obeisance to you, my respectful guru. Veda, the only aim of Veda is point to Krishna. But why in Vedas they are mentioning a lot of topics aside from Krishna?
Well, because people want that.
That's 因为人们想要听这些。
So Krishna is giving everybody what they want.
所以呢 Krishna 给所有人他们想要得到的。
Veda means knowledge. It's knowledge of everything.
伟达的意思是知识，有关于一切的知识。
That's why we need a guru to sort it out for us.
所以呢我们也需要一位灵性导师来把那些跟 Krishna 无关的知识剔除。
The six Goswamis, Nana, Shastra, Vijayanai, Kanipano. They studied all the different Vedas, all the scriptures.
我们有六个 Swami, 他们非常深刻地研读了所有的伟大经典。
In order to give it, you know, they can find all the things that tell you Krishna is the Supreme Lord and Bhakti is supreme. Mixed in with all the other stuff.
他们从中节选出所有有关于 Krishna 是至尊主 ,Krishna 就是一切的内容。
And to live in the material, well, we need this knowledge. We need knowledge of how to make buildings, how to do everything.
但是我们要在这个世界上生活，我们需要所有其他的知识，比如说如何建房子等等。
But then the Bhakti, the Bhagavad Gita, teaches us how to do that everything for Krishna.
但是呢，奉 Bhakti, 奉爱瑜伽教我们如何为了服务 Krishna 而去利用所有这些知识。
How to offer everything to Krishna.
把这一切都供奉给 Krishna.
Otherwise, that knowledge at the time of death is useless.
否则的话，我们所获得的所有知识，在死亡的时候是毫无用处的。
Any other question?
OK, 好，我们来看下一个问题，还是土特问题，顶拜间的咕噜。博迦梵歌第三章22世界 ,Krishna 说，在三个世界内，我并无父亲的工作，我不想要什么，也不需要什么，然而我仍然在履行父亲的职责。现在有这样一种现象，我要服务 Krishna, 所以我不去工作，因为工作的时候无法服务 Krishna, 这是否没有履行自己的职责呢？In Bhagavad Gita, Chapter 3 verse 22, Krishna said that in the three worlds I have no prescribed work to do, and I also don't want anything and need anything. So, but I still perform my prescribed duty. But now there's such a kind of phenomena is people say that I need toserve Krishna, so I don't go to work because when I'm working, I cannot serve Krishna. Is this kind of mentality denied performing their own duty?
Depends on different people.
那么对于有这样的想法的奉献者呢，要看就是因人而异的。
If somebody is single and then they're dedicating their life to serving Krishna, that's their work.
那如果有的人他是单身的，并且他把自己的生命所有时间都用于服务 Krishna.
But if we have our dharma, we have family or children or whatever, parents, and we have to take care of them, then we may have to do some other work, but we offer the results to Krishna.So therefore, it's actually devotional service. It's a matter of consciousness.
那么前者是没有问题的，但是如果我们有家庭、有妻儿好小需要照顾，那么我们应该去工作去维持他们，把这个工作的成果用来做服务。那么这所以应该是这样子的。那关键是要看这个人的知觉是什么样。
You have different duties, so they should never be renounced, Krishna says in chapter 18.
在婆伽梵歌第十八章当中 Krishna 讲到一个人他有不同的职责需要履行，所以呢不应该放弃或弃绝这些职责。
If one gives up the prescribed duties, it's troublesome or out of fear of bodily discomfort. It's in the mode of passion.
一个人如果因为这些职责会带来麻烦而放给这个躯体带来麻烦而放弃他应履行的附定职责，那么这是在激情属性当中活动。
So the intelligent renouncer in the mode of goodness doesn't hate inauspicious work and is not attached to it. He just does his duty.
而一位在善良心态当中的有智慧的人，他们不会因为这个事情很吉祥而应付这样的事情，也不会因为不吉祥的事情而便利。
So reading chapter 18 verse 11, he said it's not possible for the embodied being to give up activities.
如果我们阅读《婆伽梵歌》第十八章第十一个世界 ，Krishna 讲到，一个人他是不可能放弃活动的。
But we have to renounce the fruits of the action. It all belongs to Krishna.
但是呢，我们要放弃的是活动的结果，就是其实活动结果都是属于 Krishna 的。
Okay, next question.
好的，那我们来看下一个问题。下一个问题，我们是上星期还有很多问题啊，大家稍等。
You have
Maharaj. Yes, Maharaj. We have a list of questions.
Yeah.
Hare Krishna. Now, another question. Today's question, still today's question. Lada Nanda Mataji, Hare Krishna, 深深敬拜敬爱的 Guru Day, 请问门徒能够误导灵性导师吗？感恩翻译 Mataji 的甜美翻译。Obeisance to you, my Guru Day.And my question is, can a disciple mislead a spiritual master?
Mislead the spiritual master?
Yes.
Well, maybe.
可能会。
You know, the disciple could lie and say, oh yes, I'm following all the principles, but really he's not.
门徒可能会撒谎说我在追随所有的规范原则，但实际上他没有去做。
But the spiritual master will understand that the disciple is really only misleading himself.
但是呢，一个灵性导师他会理解，那么其实这样的门徒他是不是在误导自己？Okay, and 一个说什么都知道就是做不到的人，究竟是什么在控制、操控他 ？A person if he seems said that he know everything, but he cannot do anything. So what kind of mood or what kind of things is controlling such a person?
The first words got cut off. So repeat.
If someone who said he know everything, but he didn't do anything, so what is controlling such a person?
Tamagun.
是愚昧心态。愚昧心态。
Because no one can know anything, everything except Krishna.
因为没有个人可以说他自己什么都知道。因为这一切都是只有 Krishna。
In one sense, if we know Krishna and we know to be always engaged in devotional service, then we know everything. But it's not the same as Krishna knowing everything.
就是一个人他如果说他了解 Krishna 的一切，他就会全投入做奉爱服务，但是这个人跟 Krishna 还是不一样的。Sorry, Maharaj. I don't know whether I understand.
Krishna knows everything.
只有 Krishna 才了解一切，知道一切。
Vedaham samatitani vartamanani charjana. I know everything. Past, present, and future.
Krishna 说过，我知道一切，过去、现在和将来都知道。
But then he says, but no one knows me.
但是他又说，没有人真正了解我。
So no one can know everything, you know.
所以没有一个人可以说他自己什么都知道。
No matter how much someone knows in the material world, even Lord Brahma said he can't know everything.
无论一个人在这个物质世界上，知识有多丰富，即便是主 Brahma, 他都不能了解一切。
But if we know that Krishna knows everything and that we should be serving Krishna, then in one sense we know everything.
但是如果我们知道 Krishna 知道一切，
But we, not that we know every detail of everything.
我们知道目标是什么，并不是啊，就是一个人如果知道 Krishna 知道一切，他应该为 Krishna 做奉爱服务。那么从某种意义上讲，那么这个人他因为了解所有知识的目标是 Krishna, 因此他知道一切，也可以这样说。
I know that my back is hurting or my.I have a headache or, you know, but I don't know what everybody's feeling, but Krishna knows everybody.
那我能够知道，比方说我的腰痛啊，我的背痛啊，我脖子痛啊，这些感受，但是我并不了解其他的人的身体的疼痛的状况，但是 Krishna 知道了。
Krishna is everywhere all the time.
Krishna 是在每时每刻都存在万事万物当中。
He's inside and outside of everything.
他既在万物之内又在外。
But for him, it's not a burden.
但是对他而言，知道这一切并不是一个负担。
Now this is called the information age, and we're very much bewildered because we know too many things.
我们说现在是一个信息化的时代，然后呢，有那么多的信息，然后很多人都感觉到很迷惑。
People want to know all kinds of useless things, but they're wasting their time.
然后人们浪费了很多时间去知道或者去看那么些很美丽的东西去找。
So that, you know, the news and the television tells you what's going on all over the world, but then a different channel will tell you a different version of the news.
然后在电视在电脑上人们会告诉你所很多你想知道的东西，然后但是在另外一个频道里又会讲这个事情的另一面。
And for every so-called knowledge or something, somebody saying, no, that's wrong.
那些所谓的知识你刚知道，然后另外又有人会说这个知识是假的。
And then there's so much, you know, even the news, they have this stupid weather and it tells you the weather all over the world, you know, but what does that affect you? You know?
这边是这个经纶也会报道这个天气情况会怎么样，然后这个那里这那里这样这里这样，但是这些知识有什么用呢？这些消息
Better we know that Krishna is everywhere and Krishna is in everyone's heart and we just want toTry to serve Krishna.
那更好的是我们了解 Krishna 是无处不在的， Krishna 在所有生物的心中， 我们应该去服务 Krishna.
If we hear about Krishna, we'll think about Krishna.
如果我们经常聆听有关 Krishna 的内容，我们就会经常想着 Krishna.
That's natural. Whatever we hear about, we're going to remember it and think about it.
无论我们听了什么，我们自然就会想这些事情，这是很自然的。
So most people, they don't know, you know, they just know their own job or they know a little bit. Nobody knows everything. But if you know Krishna, in one sense, you know everything because Krishna is everything.
那么大部分人他们只了解他们自己的工作情况，自己的生活情况。他们并不是说什么都知道。但是从某种意义上说，如果你了解 Krishna,因为他做服务，那么其实也可以说是知道一切，因为 Krishna 就是一切。
So in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 18, right after Krishna describes the qualities of the Brahman and the Kshatriya, Vaishya, and Sudra, then he gives a very nice knowledge that answers your questions.
啊，那么在《普迦梵歌》第十八章，十八章当中，那么 Krishna 描述了Brahman 那婆罗门Tatriya Vaisha 和 Shudra 他们所具有的不同的品质。那么通过这些品质，你可以更好的了解你这个问题。
By following his qualities of work, every man can become perfect.
通过按照他的品质所附近的工作，那么每个人都可以达到完美。
Now, please hear from me how to do this.
好，现在听我讲，那么这些是什么，怎么样做到的？
By worship of the Lord,
通过崇拜至尊主，
who is the source of all beings,
这个是所有生物源头的至尊主，
and who is all pervading,
啊，是无处不在的至尊主。
A man can attain perfection.
就这样，一个人可以达到完美。
By performing his own work.
通过履行他自己的工作而达到完美。
So that's very simple.
所以这一点非常简单。
Worship the Lord.
崇拜主。
You do your own work according to your dharma and your karma and your all these things, but offer the results to Krishna and aim towards Krishna.
根据你自己的这个 karma 业报所具有的品质，以及根据你的 dharma 宗教的原则去崇拜至尊主，把至尊主作为你的目标，那么你就能达到完美。
So if someone claims to know everything, just to ask him, well, what's the, you know, what's the seventh canto, chapter 12, verse number 47 or something, and see if they know it. you know.
那如果一个人他声称自己了解一切，那么你就问他这个佛家法坛第七篇第十二章第四十七十节讲了什么。
How many hairs are on your head?
然后他就会头疼了。
Don't even know that, right?
就连这个都不知道。
Nobody knows how the food is being digested.
没有人知道我们吃进了肚子里的食物是如何消化的。
Except the devotees who read Bhagavad Gita.
除了那些阅读《博伽梵歌》的奉献者。
Because Krishna says, I am the fire of digestion.
因为 Krishna 说过，我是胃里的消化之火。
There's a fire that burns up what we eat, but that's Krishna.
有一股火消化了我们吃下去的食物，而这个火就是 Krishna。
This is what the scientists, they may know so many things about what exactly is happening, but they don't know why it's happening or how.
这就是那些科学家们，他们看起来知道很多这个在现象，很多现象是什么样子，但是其实他们不了解这些现象为什么会产生。
Okay, how many more do you have?
Maharaj, I think at least maybe 7 or 6.
Okay, I better go quickly.
好的，好，我们来看下一个问题的时候。
Pick out ones that seem more important or not the same thing over and over.
A present to you, Maharaj. 奉献者夫妻生育一个具有 Krishna 之子。Krishna 之子的孩子是不是他们的职责？如果他们不生育孩子，是不是没有履行恰当的职责？As to a devoted couple, for them to give birth to a Krishna consciousness child is their duty. If some devoted couple they didn't have baby.Give birth to baby, is that mean they didn't perform their duty?
No, the duty is to serve Krishna.
不是的，职责就是，职责应该是服务 Krishna.
With whatever you have.
无论你有孩子还是没孩子。
So if you have children, you have to try to make them Krishna conscious and engage them in Krishna service.
如果你有孩子，那么就努力的使孩子具有 Krishna 知觉，让他们从事分爱服务。
If you don't have children, there's still so many things that you know you can do for Krishna.
如果你没有孩子的话，那么仍然你有很多事情可以为 Krishna 做。
You can make devotees. They'll be your children. You teach them.
你可以去培养奉献者，然后教他们做奉爱服务，他们就是孩子。
All right.
可以吗？对吗 ？Maharaj, next question.
Okay.
好，下一个问题，上个星期的 Rajendraprabhu 的问题，感谢 Maharaj 感谢翻译。过往年代，人们崇尚聆听的重要性。当今年代，虽然仍在强调聆听的重要性，但是当代人们更注重视觉，胜于聆听。人们更习惯用眼睛而不是耳朵。人们更专注于 PPT 投影仪，胜于讲课。那么在传播的过程中，是否多运用视听效果，而讲课作为辅助手段？毕竟对哲学感兴趣的人寥寥无几。Thank you, Maharaj. And in previous people more interested in listening. But in this age, although we still emphasize the importance of listening, but nowadays people pay more attention to the vision instead of listening. So people like to use their eyes, not their ears. For example, people more focused on PPT and the projectors instead of the listening, only the words lectures. So in our preaching, should we use more of projector, PPT, such kind of visualized facility, or make the verbal explanation as an assistant? Is that right? Because nowadays people don't have much interest in philosophy.
Some people do.
有些人还是对哲学感兴趣的。
So, you know, we're looking for the intelligent people.
所以我们要去找那些有智慧的人。
But if one can present these, some professional speakers, they say don't use this PPT and everything. You have to speak in such a way to capture the audience.
有些专门讲课的人士，他们会他们主张就是不用这些 PPT 的辅助，因为你有讲课人这样子可以吸引，就是说专是听者注意力专注。
But people like to hear, but they, you know, they're listening to so much music, they're hearing all kinds of wrong things. That's the problem.
但是呢，人们还是喜欢。听聆听的，只是他们把听的倾向用在聆听那些动人的音乐啊等等。
So if we can make a nice show projection that it helps people focus their attention to hear, that's good. We need to hear also.
如果我们能够做一个非常好的这个视听效果的方式来展示 Krishna 知觉。然后来吸引人们的注意力，那么这样子也是很好的，因为大众他们需要聆听。
In the beginning of the movies, the motion pictures, there was no talking, only acting.
当电影刚刚出现的时候，当时都是无声电影，只是可以看到人像而没有声音。
And people liked very much, and even still, they're entertaining. If we see those old movies, and they're, it doesn't matter what country you're in, people can understand them. There's no talking.
但是呢，人们还是很喜欢看这些无声电影，因为给人带来很多的娱乐，而且因为没有这个语言的障碍，所以世界各国的人都可以看。
Then when they invented talking for the movies, people thought, who would want to see a movie with talking?
Ah,
with no talking.
Sorry, Maharaj.
They people thought, who would want to watch a movie with talking? They like movies with no talking.
人们喜欢这种无声电影，所以呢，他们会想，谁会喜欢看那些有声音的电影，里面人会说话的电影。
But now, if you showed a movie and you turn off the sound, nobody would watch it.
但是如果现在到了如今，你再把这个放一个电影，然后把声音给关了，那么人们都看不下去。
They have to have talking and all kinds of music and all kinds of things to keep people's attention.
因为人们必须要有这个里面有人说话，有音乐，有所有这些音响的效果，动画面的效果。
So even kirtan, you know, we have dancing and we have, you know, it makes it more attractive, makes people look at it and then they hear more.
所以即便是在唱诵当中，我们也会引入这个跳舞啊，更多的活动，然后让人们能够积极的参与。
So everybody has to do what they can do, and you know, in order to get people to hear, if we have some visual entertainment, that's good.
所以呢，每个人根据他自己能做的去做，就是如果我们在这个讲课当中能够加入到一些多媒体的元素，然后让人们能够更多的去聆听到有关的内容，那么是可以的。
OK。
可以。
People want to see Krishna and see the soul. They need to hear about Krishna.
人们想要看 Krishna。Sorry, Maharaj. People want to see Krishna.
Yeah, we can't see Krishna with our eyes. We have to see with our ears.
人们想要看 Krishna, 但是呢，他们首先得聆听如何能够看到 Krishna。
We can't see Vrindavan with our eyes. We have to see with our ears.
我们不能看见这个 Vrindavan, 我们必须要聆听才能够看到 Vrindavan. Okay. Yes, Maharaj, next question. 小戴的问题 ,Hare Krishna, 感恩 Maharaj 讲课，一切来自 Krishna, 奉献者在平衡物质和灵性的时候，也应该把一切物质活动和灵性活动都归功于 Krishna。那我们为了平衡不得不进行一些物质的仪式事项，比如准备世俗的婚礼，也可以把这些世俗的活动看作是来自于 Krishna 吗？我们可以把不得不进行的活动当作对 Krishna 的供奉吗？ Hare Krishna, 感恩你。Thank you, Maharaj. And everything is come from Krishna. When devotee try to balance their material life and the spiritual life, and also needed to make all the activities to Krishna. If we try to balance our life, and so we have to do some material rituals and some material things, for example, preparing wedding ceremony in a Monday way. So can we also do these Monday things this is come from Krishna. Can we do these activities as an offering to Krishna? Hare Krishna.
Yeah, that's what we're trying to say.
是的，应该，这就是我们想要表达的意思。
Pray to Krishna, how can I think of you and no matter what we're doing?
向 Krishna 祈祷。
By karma, we have to do certain things.
我们应该向 Krishna 祈祷，如何能够让我们在做所有事情的时候都想着他。由于业报的影响，有些事情我们是不得不要去做的。
But we have to just remember Krishna.
但是呢，我们在做的过程当中要努力的想着 Krishna。
And if we get some fruits from our activities, some results, then we have to offer that to Krishna.
如果我们的活动得来一些结果，那么我们把这个活动的结果供奉给 Krishna。
Okay, so I only have a few more minutes because I have to leave for traveling.
Okay, Maharaj, Two questions. 好，第一个问题是来自 Dhanakiri Mataji 的问题，请问Maharaj， 人们念佛的名号是不是会加深非人格的印象吧？谢谢你。Maharaj, if someone who chanted the name of Buddha was that strengthen their tendency or their impression of impersonality?
No, Buddha is a person.
不会的，念佛号不会加强人的非人格倾向，是因为佛他是一个人。
But you know, many people that say they're Buddhist, some people worship Buddha as a person, some people don't. But you know, it's still the name Buddha is an incarnation of Krishna, so there's some purification.
但是有的人念佛号呢，他们是把佛当作一个人，有的人却不是。但是呢，因为佛他是 Krishna 的化身，无论如何，他们都会得到某一些进化。Okay, next question. Oh, sorry. Yeah.好，下一个问题是 Hari Bamsapap 的问题。家人认为奉献者只追求精神生活，不追求物质生活，怎么向他解释？My family member think that devotee only seeking for spiritual life, not material life. So how can I explain to them?
Well, what do they mean by material life? Material life means just forgetting Krishna. So,Bhagavad Gita, this is for our own, but it says what is the time of awakening for the conditioned soul is the time of sleeping for the realized soul, and the time of awakening for the realized soul. So it's opposite, you know. They're just seeking, what are they seeking? What are the material gain? Of course, that's what we're seeking. But we do everything else. Devotees are...having all kinds of jobs, devotees are eating and sleeping, that's all material activities, but they're doing it for Krishna, and that makes it spiritual.
那么这关键是在于我们如何理解这个物质生活。那 Krishna 在薄伽梵歌当中物质生活指的就是那些只是追求这个物质的事物，完全就是仅把只是把这个追求物质的成果当做一切一切的生活。那么在薄伽梵歌当中 Krishna 讲，就是一个自我觉悟的人的白天就是这个世俗之人的黑夜，世俗之人的黑夜就是一个自我觉醒的圣人的白天。那么这个奉献者也会去工作啊，去维持家庭啊，去做所有这些事情，但是奉献者知道做这些事情都是为了服务 Krishna， 那么这就使得这个物质的生活成为灵性的精神的生活或灵性的生活。
So ask him, what do you mean by material life or spiritual life?
所以呢你得问你到底所指的物质生活跟精神生活指的是什么？
Actually, when we're dealing with these kind of peopleOne of the best things is just ask them questions, like, to explain exactly what they're trying to tell you or what they're talking about. And they will see for themselves that they don't know.
一般情况下对于这样的人最好的办法就是反问他们他们到底所谓的追求的物质生活是什么，然后他们慢慢的就会明白他们其实自己都不知道。在追求什么？
They don't know what devotees are doing.
他们也不明白奉献者在做什么。
Okay, so excuse me, but I have to stop now.
Thank you, Maharaj. Finish. 好，非常感谢 Maharaj， 因为他有事情不得不离开了。
To leave pretty soon. Okay.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Maharaj.
Oranga.
Hare Krishna.
So yo. Su o yo u rong no.
Kui yu.
We rong chai.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Bong.
I present to you. How do you know? We have this one, Maharaj. Hare Krishna. I'm going to have a humble. 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 Hare Krishna.